شافر هابر اوف السايد سراتينا تملك ماني تو جيف اب الكل يبصم لسارة وهي تربس الجذور علشان شوية مرار سراتينا تعزم فناني نكيبات عسب تفهم كيف تسبح أحلى بدوية تلقى إجابات شيكن كين فخورة أخرى بينكريد فوق رصاص صمير صحيت سراتينا غدية سراتينا حاست انه وزنها زاد وباقت في فرشاها وفي الجريدة عرفت كيف بديهات الحرب شاين باي سريب we just try to fit كوني لي تشكي حتى عند الزعول سراتينا مسلومة من الشوعة
This is World College Radio Day.
A day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Radio is like word of mouth that very much influences whatever's going on.
This is World College Radio Day.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay warm this week as we will return shortly with new shows and music from our DJs and faculty in Oneonta. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and stay connected with us on Instagram. Have a great break and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Well, I'm not stuck in traffic. It ain't the hour of pop hour, but I'm here. It's DJ Nas from Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, episode 15. Everybody else is on break, but I'm here. I'm in town. I'm having my show. It's absolutely going to be gorgeous out today. Welcome, 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 spring. Welcome. It feels like this winter was super, super long for some reason. And I don't think it was. I don't think it was overly cold or whatever. It's just, I don't know, it just felt like it. And I'm glad to have that sun out. Put the basketball hoop up yesterday. Was out there with the boy. He was riding his bike, having a good time. Going to start today off with, I was on a road trip the past couple days in the New England area, and I stopped at three different locations, Kingston, New York, Kingston, New Hampshire, and Marlborough/Boston, Massachusetts, and in each of those areas, respected areas, I picked up some vinyl. So I'm going to start today with an album I've been wanting for a while. This is the title, not title track, well, yeah, the first track, not title, of the second album by the awesome band Blind Melon. We got some Galaxy coming up off of Soup.
Day. pushed hard upon the border. But I'd rather be caught around now instead of, oh, say, around the month of June. But if I can leave a little bit of explanation, then anywhere in the world I choose to go, I'll have it made.
Is this the place that I wanna be? Is it you I wanna see? Holding on.
gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
All right. First, we had Blind Melon with the first song off of Soup, Galaxy. I love that song. I love that album. That album's totally amazing. And then some Warren Zevon with Werewolves of London, because I told that really bad joke last week. And I actually picked that album up. I hadn't had that album. So, Excitable Boy, amazing. Yeah, let's see. It's episode 15. It's going to be all 60 degrees outside today. I hope everybody in the northeast area of the good old United States, hopefully you can get out there and catch some rays today. And here's the joke of the day. We all ready? Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella? Why does the old Snoop Dogg use an umbrella? We got some tunes coming up, and after that, you'll have the exciting answer. We'll be right back.
scientist. It's a bit surprising if the girl blinded me with something.
She blinded me with science. The great Thomas Dolby, who has so many awesome, awesome songs and albums, although we mainly just know that one from the awesome video, too, in the early 80s. But Dolby's an incredible person and a great inventor of many things. Musical. Yeah, before that, we had the Eurythmics with Would I Lie to You. I love that song as well. Oh, yeah, the joke of the day. So why did Snoop Dogg use an umbrella? Why? For drizzle, yo, for drizzle. All right, we're going to play some live Cramps here. Anybody out there like the Cramps? I hope so, because I always have this question of what's inside a girl?
Would you die?
That was some Thelonious Monk. Epistrophe. Great live album out there. Before that, we had The Cramps, one of my favorite bands, with What's Inside a Girl. What an awesome band. They were such innovators in that horror kind of punk scene back then. Inspired so many after them. And, yeah, I got to continue on this morning. Happy Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. What's everybody having for dinner tonight? It should be tacos, but I don't know. I always say I don't trust anybody who doesn't like a taco. The problem is there's all kinds of tacos out there. You could say you don't like a taco, but really? Come on. You don't, if you're a vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're a carnivore, omnivore, all of the avores, you can go ahead and eat a taco. You can put some fake cheese on it if you're lactose intolerant. If you can't eat the gluten, you can get some crispy kind of corn-based thing. So, tacos are awesome in any way, shape, or form. You want to hear some Dead Kennedys? This is a great version of Viva Las Vegas. I love the Dead Kennedys.
And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain they're gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain. Are gonna fall.
We got some Robert Zimmerman, Bobby D. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, where the executioner's face is always well hidden. What a great line. I love that song so much. How are we all doing today? Tuesday, March 11th. Boop, boop, boop. Taco Tuesday. We got some beautiful weather outside. Let's see what's going on this week. I'm on vacation, staycation. I just got back from a three-day New England tour, and I got to go see some awesome friends and a couple cool bands on Friday night. I went to Kingston, New York, and when I was there, I met up with my friend Lara Hope, and we got some awesome food at a place called Nirvana in Woodstock. If you haven't been to Woodstock, that place is awesome. That's the second time I've been there. And then we went over to the Colony, which is, again, an amazing venue, I saw Black Widows, who are an amazing band. They opened up for the Surfer Jets, a Canadian all-female surf band. And tomorrow I'm going to play a song off of their latest album, Easy as Pie. And they were incredible. Super awesome. Got to meet them after. They were beyond sweet and very thankful. And I got a nice handkerchief for my dog, Viv. And from there, Saturday, I went to Marlborough, Massachusetts, and Boston. Met up with my friend Terry, we had some Ethiopian food, which was amazing. I always like traveling because of the food situation, right? You always can try out the food of the cities that you're in. And then from there, I went and saw some college friends that I hadn't seen for 30 years. Jeff and Allie, you're awesome. I went to Kingston, New Hampshire. And, we hung out, went to a vinyl shop, a couple antique, and just ate some food, talked about old times, and laughed a lot. And met their dogs, Birdie, who I miss very much, and Archie, who I also miss, even though Archie probably doesn't miss me. Archie likes to yip at everybody, but Birdie's like a soulmate, and I can't wait to get back. And Archie, I love you too. Jeff, Allie, for out there listening, whatever. Tell him I said hello. And we're going to kick it off with, I got a really awesome 12-inch single of James Brown, Living in America. So we're going to go ahead and crank that up this morning. I haven't listened to it yet, and I haven't probably listened to it since the last time I saw Rocky 3. Was that Rocky 3? Was that Rocky 4? Rocky 4, right? 4? Yeah, that was the one where Apollo goes down, and 3 was, Mr. T, right? Clubber Lang. So here we go. Living in America, James Brown.
Knock it out, yeah.
Living in America. That song's awesome. I forgot how amazing that song is. All right, I'm gonna play something here in a second that I got a long time ago and never listened to the whole soundtrack. I don't know. I think I bought it just because I don't know why I bought it. It was the Cocktail soundtrack, which is a terrible movie. From what I remember, maybe I'll have to go watch it again. Should I watch it again? I don't know. Tom Cruise. There's Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy is on there, and I'm going to play that in a second off of that. But here's a little bit of trivia out there for anybody listening. It was the first a cappella song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which I think is awesome, 1988. Bobby McFerrin, by the way, is just incredible all around, and we know him from this one song, but he's done so much amazing stuff. Here's the thing, it happened in September 24th, 1988, when it hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. But what song did it knock off? That's an interesting trivia. Interesting trivia. Try not to go online and cheat here, but I'm going to play a little Don't Worry, Be Happy. Thank you.
is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Ah, be happy. Don't bring everybody down. Put that smile on your face. What a great tune. Haven't listened to that one in a while either. The Cocktail soundtrack has some other bangers on it. Go check it out. It's pretty funny. Yeah, I'll think about watching that movie again and report back. Anyways, in September of 1988, what song did that become the number one on the Billboard Top 100? And what song did it knock off? Well, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, which had probably been on number one for God knows how many weeks. that song was, you know, so popular at that time. So, anyways, good for you, Bobby McFerrin, for knocking off those hair metalers from L.A., who I also love. That first Guns N' Roses album, perfect. It's one of the, I think it, that and Highway to Hell are, like, the best hard rock, maybe Back in Black, too. I like Highway to Hell a little bit more, but hard rock albums of, like, all time, right? Okay, I got one more for you. I'm going to leave you on this many notes. This is the second 12-inch extended play single I'm going to hit up today, which I don't have a lot of these, but this one I picked out this morning while I was looking through my albums. And it's Come On Eileen, which we all know from Dexy's Midnight Runners. But what I didn't know is I'm looking at the cover of it right now, and the actual full name of the band is Dexy's Midnight Runners and the Emerald Express. Who knew? Who knew? I don't know anything else by them. There's a couple songs on the B side of this, but I don't think I want to ruin my thought of them with that one hit wonder. Anyways, thanks for checking in. Episode 15. I'll be back tomorrow for Wednesday Hump Day. Whoop whoop.
That's right.
I keep saying whoop whoop. I feel like I should buy some Insane Clown Posse stuff and put that on Wednesdays or something. Anyways, I'm going to leave you a Come On Eileen, and I will see everybody tomorrow. This is DJ Nos from Mark II from the basement of Hunt Union, SUNY Oneonta, WONY 90.9 FM, home of Red Dragon Radio, and you're listening to What's in Your Pocket.
Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked.
Is it
can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.